Oh, hey, I didn't hear you come in. Hi, how are you? Yeah, just down here in the library. We haven't been down here for a while. I just figured I'd come in and do a little bit of, just maybe dusting, a little bit of rearranging. So many albums here, so many tracks. Huh. You know, I'm here, and now you're here, and we haven't hung out in the library for a while, so what do you think? Maybe 90 minutes or so, just checking out some of the old stuff? All right. Okay, if you're cool with it, I'm cool with it. I'll get started.
Thank you.
A lot of times when I do a library show, I start off by shuffling the library. Now, it's not the biggest music library in the world, certainly. It's, 30,000 some odd tracks. And I've only played about 4,000 over the course of the show. So it's easy to find things that I haven't played before. And I'll shuffle my way through it, and I'll look for, a piece that catches my ear. And after I've placed it, I'll continue to shuffle through and try to find one that makes, sense logically, sonically, to keep the voyage going. And I uncover a bunch of stuff. So let me talk about what I've uncovered this time. We started with Chiron from their Perdurabo release with Domum. That album comes from 2010. After that, Green Isaac Orchestra with their 2015 self-titled release. That track was called Hoppy. After that, Snowdrops with Odysseus from Velute. That's a relatively new one from 2020. The album that gets the award for the oldest thing I've played on this episode goes to Dwight Ashley and Tim Story from their 1991 release, A Desperate Serenity. I played a track for you called A Poem for the Fire. A couple of albums from 2019 after that. Jumpel was first. The album was called Kabugato, and that was Behind the Shore. And then Ryan Somerville and Brian McCarthy with the first track off of their album, Paranoia is Appropriate. From 2007, Radium 88 gave us Voyage to the Bottom of the Deep from Only Science Can Tell Us the Truth. Magnetic Wind, I think I've only played here once before, but I like what I hear. And so I reached back into 2015's Kaleidoscope release and gave you Kaleidoscope 5. And it was Chords of Orion from the 2015 album Souls. That was The Darkling Year. Pixel after that from their 2019 release Places. That track was Travel. Second place for the oldest album goes to Austere and their 2004 release Remittance. This is a track that I played back on episode 25. It would have been right near the end of the first year of the Hypnagogue podcast. That's a great release. It's going to be a great track called Morning Glory. From 2021, not really a deep library cut, but a great album, Temple of the Melting Dawn by Steve Roach and Serena Gabriel. And that track was In Another Time. And we closed out with a piece from a 2018 release from Sensitive Chaos. The album is called Walking a Beautiful World, and that was Last Day Song. So that was a dip into the library. I hope you enjoyed that. I like digging through. And again, I skim over stuff. It's, that wasn't quite right. Oh, that doesn't quite go with this last piece. So there's plenty more out there. And we will get back to the library. Actually, I'm thinking we might stick in the library for one more show. And then I need to get back to the new stuff. Because there's a lot of things coming in that you need to hear. So I will put some new stuff in your ears very soon. One way or the other, I'll be back in 2 weeks. And until that time, my very good friends, I bid you peace and power.